other members to join us that are coming from everywhere else. May I ask the following from you? Honorable Vazoli, you do have what is this thing? The passport. You've got the, not the sense of humor, that also, official passport, all of you. I need a copy of your official passports that needs to get to the secretary. We continue to try our best for the trip to happen. It's getting further than the last time. We've got one. There's been a few approvals. There's one more approval that needs to be done. So I want honorable members, when that happens, we can't hunt for you around the country. Can you bring your you can arrange with the secretary to bring your, either your passport, I mean your official passport, or a copy thereof, so that he has it and give it to all the, give it to the agency. We will soon talk about the program, but it's not different from when we told you that time of the trip. But the day-to-day one, we will discuss. Let us get all these other things out of the way. And I don't want you to pray for other things and leave here at the end. You pray first, because it's really burdensome if you want to say all sorts of other things, and then you squeeze in, please let us go to Russia. The one that must hear it must get through all of these others first, and then this one. So we'll continue to update you on what's happening in this matter, but that, thus far it's still on the positive. On the positive line, unless you have questions on it while we wait.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the information and for all the work behind the scenes to make this happen. I trust that we will also be briefed on the system used in Russia for example, for skills training, etc., before we leave, that we will be briefed on what we can expect and what we will have to look out for and what we expect to learn once we are there. Because, quite frankly, at this point in time, I'm completely open to learn, as I know very little of the current education system that we would find when we go there. Thank you.
That needs clarity on what I said. Comrade Kikana.
Chair, I know a lot of people, maybe it's easy for them, but for me, I don't want to take the wrong clothing. So if you can remember to check for us, should we take winter clothes, or what type of dressing is this time? What season is it exactly? Or actually, whether it is cold or what? Because sometimes you say seasons, some springtime are hot in other countries. Or cold, icy.
Which one do you like, Honorable Kikana?
I'm a summer guy. I like hot sun.
Okay, Honorable Kikana. I think you will be accepted to the weather. So we'll do that, Honorable Kikana. Van der Westhuizen. It's part of the program that I said that we will pass on to all of you.
Thank you.
get up, whatever it would like.
Okay.
I have a good one. If it is Monday, can I run away? Debate it. No, there'll be ample time. You can keep them here.
For Monday or Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
I'll be here. Osana Modijo. Okay. Osana Modijo. Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
I'm going to ask to be excused at 12. We have a WIPS meeting at 12 o'clock.
We'll tell our best to be done by that time.
Okay, thank you.
Honourable members, I suggest that we start now. We have before us the following reports. We're starting with the reports of 2017 and we'll find our way to 2018. Are we all together? I put to you, honourable members, the report of the very quick visit that we had to UCT. The pages suggest this is how quick the meeting went. Then we have the CHI, the cheetah, and the second quarter, third quarter, CPUT. Not sure if CPUT includes the outstanding report. I would suggest we take the CPUT out because they haven't sent the additional stuff. Then there's the Qs, the department, the Qs together with all the other. Can I hear you on UCT? Honorable Bazzoli?
In the, on the last page, second last page, no, sorry.
Can you skip the other pages? It means you are okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The page I'm not okay with is page 4, where I don't remember Professor Paking saying, indicated that transformation and an unwelcoming institutional culture were challenges, but were not allowed by university management. I don't think she said they were not allowed. Did she not just say they were challenges, full stop?
Were you in the meeting?
Yes, I think I was. All right, I wasn't in the meeting. I must be remembering a different meeting.
Okay.
Well spotted.
All
thank
right.
you.
yeah, they said many things there, not all of which we agreed with or disagreed with, but there were many things. Can I find that, honourable members? It seems that you are happy with the report, those of you that were there, moved by Honorable Wolmerans and supported by Honorable Kekana. I move from this report, and I'm now with the CHIETA, the one that Honorable Bazzoli said, your presentation is way too nice. This is the meeting.
Okay.
I must say that they put together a very good, I think they were genuine, they didn't make up, they were very genuine, and we must applaud them for doing well. This is the same CETA, I might say, This is the same Sita, I might say, that is now taking a group of almost 300 students, if I'm right with my figures, to China. I put to you this report, honorable members, number page 1. Page 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pages. Are we happy? Honorable Kekana says yes. And Honorable Mkunus agrees with him. Thank you very much. I don't see anyone being unhappy. I move to the report of the second quarter of the Department of Higher Education and Training held in November 2017.
The stylistic thing, page 4, last paragraph, first sentence. The targets include the development of a second draft performance reporting. That doesn't make sense. What is a second draft?
Did you just go to the paragraph again?
It's the last paragraph.
Oh,
on
last.
Yes, page 4. The development of a second draft performance reporting by TVET colleges. That doesn't make sense. So just
the development of a second draft performance reporting by TVET colleges. Let me just think there. So the sentence starts with the achieved targets include. I think it's the way the sentence is written. Then it's supposed to be number 1, the development of a second draft performance report by TVET colleges. Report. Yeah. And 25% progress towards the development of a draft policy for TVET colleges. Yes. And then we are okay with the rest of the sentence, the rest of the page. Else on this report? Honorable Mkunu.
I move for adoption, sir.
And Honorable Kekana. I don't see any opposition to it. Third quarter report held this year in February of the Department on Higher Education and Training. Take us on the report. Honorable Kekana. Honorable Kekana says he's happy with the report. And Honorable Matthew Volmaran says he's in agreement with Honorable Kekana. Thank you, honorable members. Does anyone have at the back of this report the CHIETA?
Yes,
no, it's That's wrong. You have dealt with the CHITA. It's called overfishing efficiency from the Secretariat. So ignore that one and apologies for that. We are now, honourable members, with the report on the CHE, the QCTO, NSFAS, SACWA. I hope you are happy with us putting together one report, all specifying differently the observations, recommendations, and so on, instead of individually. We do so because we had them all on the same day. I note Honorable Bazzoli's hand. Oh, you lifted up your hand. Oh, okay. Okay. I want you to remain in your Italian mood, Honorable Bazzoli. Honorable Kekana. Are you with us, Honorable Van der Westhuizen? No? Can we? Okay. Now, let's get you with us first by you finding the report. Help him there, Honorable Ntuno. You've got it. Do you need a minute? Honorable Kekana said already that he's fine with the report. I don't see anyone that is in agreement with Honorable Kekana. Ntuno says she is. I don't see anyone else not liking the report. I now come to the mini Bible. Here, honorable members, we've tried our best to incorporate all the various things for which is the budget vote. I hope that the members are happy in the format that we have put this one together and how we've outlined as much as we could, observed and recommended and analysis and all of this. We strive to improve our reports. It takes on this report? Kekana? Volmerans? Anyone that is unhappy with this report? Don't look at Honorable Bazzoli when we say unhappy. She doesn't always equal unhappiness. Yes,
wondering if it would be useful to just go through the recommendations together a little bit more slowly, since that's the main point.
Let's ask the mover. Honorable Kekana, Honorable Bazzoli's request is if we can go through the recommendations. As the mover, are you okay with that?
How many are there? How many pages is that? I can't remember of
it. You mean the recommendations? Please?
Yes, recommendations.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 pages. But it's summarized pages.
Of each program.
I think they've answered you there.
Admin.
Yeah, 8 summarized pages. Yeah, no, she can take us through. Let's see how far we'll go.
mean take you through the recommendations. I just mean should we go through them a little bit more slowly, like approve them page by page or something.
You mean the entire report?
No, just the recommendations, since that's what we're recommending.
Oh, that's my understanding also.
Yeah.
Your hand was up, Honorable
Von Warren.
No, no.
Chair,
I... Switch on the microphone.
Sorry.
Thanks, Chair. With, I also agree that we go with page-by-page recommendations, but I wanted to add that as you go through the report, when we come to the final approval of it, we must just take cognizance of some grammatical issues that are within the report that needs to be sanitized. An example that I left alone was, I think it was around the public versus the pubic systems. So the the because. So I agree to that, and then we'll just have to deal with the grammar part of it. In as far as the page 27.
Chair, use the mic, Chair, please.
Oh. I think we agree with the part that deals with these other grammatical issues. And then as for page 27, I think that's where the recommendations start. I would request that we move for approval of the entire page 27 that goes to 28, just before 7.3.
Can I hear other members on the recommendations? I'm on page 27, and I hear what you are saying, Honorable Volmerans. Is there anything further on page 27? Can I move along?
Yes.
Right. I'm on page 28. The university education.
Medicare program change.
The program. The university education. Are we okay with the university?
Yes.
I'm with the technical and vocational education and training on starting on page 29. Moving to page 30. Nothing on page 31. Yes.
Yes, please. Can I just draw the attention of the members to the sixth bullet from the top? The eradication of the 80,000 NITET certificates and diplomas should be prioritized. I think we definitely need the word outstanding in that sentence, because we don't want those certificates and diplomas all to be eradicated. And the second thing is just, and there I'm looking to my English-speaking colleague, is the word eradicate the best one to use in a sentence? We've used it in other places as well. Are you happy?
I think you would eradicate a backlog. You wouldn't eradicate a certificate.
Okay, but if it's the backlog...
Eradication of the backlog of 80,000 certificates.
Good. Chair, can we have that amendment moved? the eradication of the backlog of 80,000 native certificates and diplomas should be prioritized. That's my proposal.
Okay, so we insert the word backlog and we deal with the tenses of the sentence. That's agreed to, says the members. I'm now on page 32. Thank you for that, Honourable Van der Westhuizen.
Chair, can I just... There's something missing in these overall recommendations in the universities and TVETs, which is accommodation. It may be wrong, it may be there, but I may have missed it. That does seem to be a theme that we have pursued quite frequently in our visits. And
it is somewhere there.
The
last one, yeah.
Page 29.
Apologies. Thank you. Got it. Apologies.
Okay. I'm on page 32. Skills development. Yes, Honourable.
Under 7.5, the third bullet.
From the top.
And the fact that I'm under 7.5, the third bullet, and the fact that I'm highlighting this actually shows just how great the standard of this report is. The department must complete its finalisation process of the CETO workplace-based learning program agreement regulations. Just a typo.
Okay. I'm sure we can agree to that insertion. And Honourable Bolmerans, if there are any other ones that you are not pointing out, I think we will agree that we clean it up properly, that we have crossed the T's and dotted the I's properly throughout the entire report. I say so because with some of my colleagues I have a debate that in some languages in South Africa the word the does not exist. So you will see throughout the report a fight that I have with them about the word the that's not in their vocabulary but in my vocabulary. So the word the is missing throughout the report. I'm just yes. all the way. It's the word the and the word of and so on.
No, quite rightly, Chair, I think that have been
throughout the report.
In other reports, I've picked up far more of that shortcut that people are taking. May I just point out, also on page 32, the third last bullet, there's a sentence which required me to read it two or three times, and I think I know what's being meant by it. Consideration must also be taken on the contribution that the human resource development strategy is
where
to contribute.
Okay.
Page 32, the
on.
Third last bullet.
I've got it.
Consideration must also be taken on the contribution that the human resource development strategy is contributing towards.
Yeah, that's missing.
I just think that perhaps...
No, the rest of the sentence is not there.
It's either not there or I think what is there could be... stated more clearly. I think what we want to say. Sorry.
No, carry on.
I think what we want to say is that the human resource development strategy should be guiding, towards the goals, or should be the guideline document towards the goals that we want to achieve, something that to that effect. But I'm not sure, and perhaps the author of this document can just. Explain
so
what is meant by that sentence. The fact that the word contributes, contribution and contributing is being repeated, I think is not adding to clarity.
Mkuna and Kikana?
No, sir, I was going to request that we come again on the reconstructive question. I was trying to.
Perhaps consideration must, let me try and change it as little as possible. Consideration must also be given and not taken to the human resource development strategy. Perhaps we can just... Perhaps we can just make it simpler. Consideration must also be given to the human resource development strategy.
No, Chair, that's fine. I was just saying it is for us to reconstruct the way we think the sentence is not proper, not the author. The author is secretary. He just writes, we correct and make sure it makes sense to us because this is our document. So he has done so, and I think we can continue.
Have you been able to find? I wanted her to find the rest of the sentence so that I think the essence of what we are trying to make there. I would imagine that. Look, I think what we were trying to do here is, if you look at the heading. It's the skills development is the heading. Then if you look at all the different facets in there, it deals with the ingredients of the different programs within skills development. So I think what we are supposed to be saying there is locating the human resource development strategy within the overall skills development program. So is contributing towards it's supposed to reflect that one. But what I want to suggest is that we hear what you're saying, Honorable van der Westhuizen, but if you will agree that if she finds the sentence that it makes sense with the overall different bullets that we have there, that it does not detract from the way we have discussed it. Because if we change the thing completely, we must call another meeting to say, no, we have changed the overall thing. That's my understanding of how we have constructed this one together. But I'm sure we will be okay with that. The secretary has taken your sentence, and I don't see other members being unhappy about it. Is there anything else on page 32, page 33? I'm now by page 34, and obviously page 35.
Just on the community education training, an answer to a parliamentary question has revealed that in some provinces there are a lot of permanently appointed CET educators, and in other provinces all of them are employed on a part-time basis, etc. And perhaps I've missed it, but I just believe that the department should develop a workable model. I don't think that one can work with only full-time or with only part-time employees. for each community education and training center. You need, I believe, a balance. You need the flexibility of part-time and short-term appointments, and then you need, you know, the core management functions and the continuity to be provided by permanently employed full-time employees. And I really believe that the department, now that this is a centralized model, should issue such or finalize such a staff establishment model that the department believes is a workable one. And then the necessary steps must be taken to bring the different CET colleges closer together to that ideal model. I hope I'm expressing myself clearly.
I understand what you're saying, but I want to ask if you are not covered by the second last bullet on page 34.
I think we should put it a little bit harmonizing of service conditions is one thing, but what I'm actually looking for, Chair, is a staff establishment model. A model which will say that at the head office we need, for example, a CEO, and we need the deputy, and we need the CFO or whatever, and that each of our campuses or sites we need, let's say, a campus manager, etc., and that these positions, for example, should all be filled by full-time public servants. And then when it comes to the flexibility that you require of people perhaps coming in after hours and on Saturdays and so on, that some part-time positions could be generated by those activities. But now I'm going into detail. I think we must just say we want a staff establishment model to be developed for the CET sector, and then we can have the harmonization of staff members' conditions of service. Thank you.
Honorable Wilmerant, your hand was up.
Chair, you covered it by the question that that bullet point, the second last one. I was also of the impression that it covers, but I'm also inclined to agree with the fact that the harmonization of that of the structure, combined with the harmonization of the conditions of services, should be prioritized, so that we have it in harmony across the provinces.
So, if I get it, welcome, Honourable Mavunda. If I hear what you are saying, there are two processes. The one is after they have all been, now that they've all been brought to national, you've got to harmonize the conditions of service, which the acting DDG was telling us that they are dealing with that, rightly so, at the bargaining council. That's the one part. So all the salaries that are not equal and so on, that's the bargaining council that must sort out that entire. The other one, that part that I hear you saying, which I'm worried about, is I think that what we should maybe say is rather as prescribed by the Act, because the Act sets out this is what we need to have at all the institutions, and if we do not have all of these things, if we do not have, careful, Honourable Member, both doors open. What I'm worried about is that we will not say something that is different to what the Act is saying, but what we are calling for is the implementation of that. If the members feel that it is not, it does not reflect sufficiently that they have been able to harmonize all of that. Can I find out, is that what you mean?
Can I try to rephrase and be a little bit closer to perhaps what you've suggested? The implementation of an appropriate staff establishment model for each CET college, as well as the harmonization of the conditions of service of CET educators, should be prioritized.
Honorable?
Yes,
Kunu looks worried, and Honorable Bomrans look worried. Just we are at the last report, Honorable Killian, welcome. We're dealing with, we're on page 34, and we've agreed that all the crossing of the T's and the dotting the I's throughout the report must be attended to, and welcome any one of you that has got additional ones to point out to us if there are any problems. Honorable Mkuna?
No, Chair, through you, I would request the Honorable Member to come again, because I get what he's saying. That is that a system cannot really be run by part-time. Maybe that is why we have challenges that we're experiencing. But I do want to get his point, how he is phrasing, so that we don't overcommit the department at the same time. I want him to structure it so that it doesn't also put us in a difficult position.
I'm inclined to say if we add that part that as per the Act in that sentence, it will take care of the either under or over commitment that might arise.
Another try, Honorable Van der Westhuizen.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, perhaps the word ideal, one will never be able to achieve the ideal situation, so I accept that I probably have to rephrase. The implementation of an appropriate staff establishment model as per the Act and the harmonization of the conditions of service of CET educators should be prioritized.
Honorable Killian, you are shaking your head vociferously.
I don't really do it vociferously. Maybe my actions are sometimes a little dramatic, but all I wanted to say, no, fortunately not yet. All I wanted to say is I don't know if we should argue about something that we basically all agree on, but that we all agree that it was an unfunded mandate that became the responsibility of the department. And as we saw with the previous presentation, they're only slowly now establishing the staff structure, etc. And I agree with the concerns expressed about specifics. Here we mention the fact that the harmonization of the conditions of service, but the whole operation of CETs must still be properly assessed. Because the department inherited some colleges from provincial departments. Now, they can't just elevate everything to a specific top level, because then it will be unaffordable in the short term. It is a sort of a matter in terms of the constitution. We gradually achieve the goals. So I believe that as it is phrased here, the harmonization of the conditions of service of CET educators should be prioritized. It captures everything that we want to say to the department. Give urgent attention to this. It must be prioritized. But don't overcommit and give an instruction that will have budgetary implications, and then the department come back to us and say, yes, but you now said we should do this. And you know, we now overrun, we have an overrun on the budget. So I believe that it's captured adequately as it is here.
To help you, Honorable Killian, I think the members all agreed that there are two different things we're talking about. The one part is the what will land up in the bargaining council, and that the second bullet talks about the harmonization of conditions of services, which take care of the fact that all these colleges come from everywhere and they're now at the national level. And our concern is there needs to be movement on that decision. So we're not asking anything extraordinary. But then there's the second part. And the second part has to do with the fact that notwithstanding the conditions of employment, what we are still experiencing at the various colleges is it's the Afrikaans word is in my head instead of English. We do not have the same situation at all the colleges insofar as the management structures is concerned. So that's the part that the member is on about, that there need to be harmonization of that. I pointed out that the Act does speak to that, and whatever suggestion we make, we say what the Act prescribes us, because that's not overcompensating and under and so on, it's really calling. So I think you understand now where we come from. Can I find out then that we do that? I managed to find the Act. It says that there must be a principal, there must be a management of staff, there must be a vice principal, all of that stuff. The Act says there must be. Our worry as a committee is we do not see this being meted out evenly at all the institutions. And you would remember in the last meeting we said in particular in the Western Cape they seem to be not moving on this issue at all. So are we okay with the formulation, Honorable Mthunu? You were worried about that one, Honorable Kekana.
Can I say something, Chair?
Yes, you may.
Yes, Chair, I think let's leave it as harmonization, especially because bargaining chamber is also dealing with issues of labor there. But the point I wanted to make is that here we should realize let's not try and do everything at once, because this fear of our higher education, I think, has a long, long way still to go. Because remember, one day we're hoping it will train cooperatives, it will train, but basically it is supposed to involve even people who are lost in our formal education system, maybe because they are too late, but they still are eager to learn, so that anybody in this country who wants the opportunity to go back, no matter what time in his age, back to school, there should be some way he can fit. So we still need to develop it, even if we can try and face it in as broad terms as possible. I think in the future we still have to do changes, tailor it here and there, cut here and there, and open here and there, according to experience. So let's leave it as it is and not try to do everything today, because we still have to work on it, and experience will be the best teacher to determine which direction ultimately it will go. But for now, for as long as people are properly paid, this one of people teaching, others being paid and some not being paid, that is what is wrong with it for now. And I think that is what you should fix like you are fixing.
I think we're not far apart from each other, Honorable Tuna.
Yes, Chair. But maybe for the fears that we had, it is fine if for now we leave it at this. I think it is a matter that we need to look into, because we are not where we want these CETs to be. But what Honorable Van der Westhuizen is raising, it's a very crucial point in relation to the governance and management of CET. So I think let us leave it this sentence as is, but pursue the matter further so that we are able to make a proper recommendation, having taken all factors into consideration.
I want to stick at my neck by asking the members whether they would be happy. You see, this section of who needs to determine the posts at all the schools obviously are in the act, and the one that needs to take care of that is that the minister must create the post establishment, and the minister of course must determine the policies. I'm afraid I can't say whether the minister have done that, and the minister could have done that. So why are you switching us off now? So I want to those clauses in the Act empowers the minister to do that, and we are interested whether that has been done. So I wanted to find out whether we can't bring the proposal closer to that something that says, purely on the basis of, I didn't hear them saying anything thus far on, it might be there. So I don't think we should recommend something that is in the Act already, but we can recommend something that recommends that the post-establishment, that we use that word rather, that the post-establishment, that the access that the minister needs to create, that we ask them to report back to the committee on whether the post-establishments have been implemented. It's long sentences that I'm going, but just the essence, listen to the essence, not the long sentences. Honorable Killian.
Okay, Chair. What I hear from you is that you feel that we should extend this concept of the conditions of service. Should we perhaps then say...
No, leave it separate.
We must have it separate.
Bullet.
Okay.
Because that then takes you to the bargaining council.
Yeah. Okay, and because then we could say the post-establishment of CET colleges should be concluded by the department and the minister to report back to the committee, something to that effect, so that we refer to the matter of the post establishment, because that is critical. But as you say, it depends on policy, and we don't know if the uniform policy is in place by now. So should we then just have a separate bullet to refer to the post-establishment of colleges to be concluded as a matter of urgency?
And the policy.
Yeah.
I think that's what we are. So what we're doing with Honorable van der Westhuizen's sentence, we're adding that part instead of just saying what he said earlier on. Are you comfortable now, Honorable van der Westhuizen?
Yes. Chair, I can live with this. I would have liked us to put it a little bit stronger, because the anomalies between the different provinces cannot make for a good result, and we can also see it in the poor throughput figures, the low enrollment figures, and so on. But if that is the furthest that the committee is willing to go today, then
we're adding to yours. We said we think we must add the other part.
Can we perhaps have the sentence as it stands at present?
Are you ready, Mam Pacho? Can I ask, while she does that, can we carry on and then we come back to the sentence? Just give her an opportunity. Do you have it?
No, let's.
You will attend?
No, let's. The implementation of an appropriate staff establishment model of the CET colleges as per the Act should of an appropriate staff establishment model as per the Act and the post establishment of CET colleges should be concluded by the department, and the minister should report back to the committee.
How about that, Tim?
I just have a question around the word implementation of the post-establishment.
Okay,
are we not saying the conclusion of the post-establishment?
No. What we want to find out is they need to report back to
okay.
us on the establishment.
Okay.
As we speak here now, we're not sure whether that has been done or not because we've never heard them.
Then we can say progress on the implementation of the post-establishment.
Okay.
Because then there's a progress report that we would receive an indication of which of the provinces and colleges have the requisite post-establishment and which do not have it, so that we can then get a sort of a proper analysis.
Is that good, sir? Hi, Duncan.
The work that they are doing, so that's what they have reported,
yes.
They are busy.
Yeah.
I think the work progress, maybe,
yeah.
Not the implementation, but it is work in progress, that's what they are doing.
Yeah.
That's how they reported.
If they haven't done it at all, the work progress will cover that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lack of, yeah. Oh, lack of is also great also. I'm now on page 35.
Thanks, Chair. You will forgive me to dragging your feet back to page 34, the last bulletin. That says the identification of underutilized public infrastructure in the township. I would like us to include the rural areas and rural areas. The reason being that there are those schools which have been matched and the infrastructure is left somewhere and it is not utilized. Thanks, Chair.
Why don't we just take out both? Because we're really talking about underutilization everywhere. Because our view has been whether they are in the city, whether they're in the rural areas, in the townships, anywhere, it needs to be done. So let's not exclude, let's take it out, no? Okay. The identification of underutilized public infrastructure, take out, to be used as a public community learning centers. No, countrywide. Instead of townships, countrywide, to be used as public community learning centers to address the infrastructure challenges, must be prioritized. Must be prioritized. Is that okay? I'm on the last bullet, honorable members, and the last sentence that says report to be considered. Three words. Honorable Kekana, back to you. Now that we have made all of those additions, are you, as the mover, on board?
I like it because when I must move, you always see me. Though I move for adoption.
And Honorable Wolmerant and Honorable Kilian. Thank you very much. Now, procedurally, Honorable Kekana, you have moved earlier on. It will be disrespectful of me to find somebody else to move.
Yeah.
You go back to the mover, and you go back to the seconder and seek from them whether they are all in agreement. So,
okay.
I fear God only, you know that. all members. That's the report of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training. I now, honorable members, move to the minutes. Let's just see. You've got the 14th of March, 2018, April. Why are there two Aprils? There's two of them, one in the morning and the afternoon, the 18th of April, then the 19th, and then the 25th of April, and after May Day. Then there's a separate page of matters arising of the minutes. And we've got them on one page, but of the different minutes. The 14th of March, 2018. Honorable Volmeren.
That is for the 14th of March. From
yes.
Yes. I require that we move for adoption.
He moves for adoption. Honorable Killian.
Chair, I was just wondering, I've gone through these minutes, and there were just some little sort of grammar here and there, typographical sort of things with a full stop, etc. Now, I don't want to waste the committee's time. In fact, I emailed the document to myself so that I can present it to the committee. Now, it doesn't want to download. I don't know why, Chair. I don't know if it's... Yeah, I don't know if it is. Can I just have a moment just to see if I can open it? Because it's not substantive issues. It's just...
Is it the Parliament Wi-Fi that you're on?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That is the problem. So maybe I must turn it off and try through my data to access it. If you will just give me an opportunity. But there is a move. I don't have a principal objection. It's just, as I say, you know,
it's
I hope that members... grammatical changes.
Can we agree that we do not wait for Honorable Killian's data to assist the meeting, but where the changes that she all, where she wants to point out anything, must not be of a substantive nature that changes the, otherwise we must come back to the meeting with all the minutes again, that she make that available to us. If your data assist you, you may at that point indicate to us. So the 14th of March is seconded by Honorable Kikana. Oh, you want to speak?
Yes, Chair. I actually thought so too, that the minutes are ours. We must look at them, correct what we want to correct, and not shift the responsibility to Comrade Julie. Let's just do it. I think we can still finish.
I've also got minor changes, which are really things like and the. Can I not just send them to Annette marked? Because none of them make any difference to the sense. They are just stylistic.
Stylistic. We have agreed to that, and that's why Honorable Kekana has seconded, and I'm now on the 18th of April. The same will apply where you've got grammatical and all of these other ones. On this minute, Honourable Member, it's the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training only. The Zwani part will be taken out because we're two different houses. We adopt them separately.
Can I say something?
Yes, certainly.
I think the general on the minutes, as much as they will be sending those grammatical corrections, can we request that a person looks whether he was present on that day? Because they will say it's the eyes and the person, the what and then they send something else to the staff, and we are not there to see whether it's what we've agreed upon in the meeting. That is my worry, to change the whole, at least if that can also be easy to us as members,
no,
so that,
no,
issue, that it doesn't really cause any change. Because if you change something, you are not there, you have apologized, you are not at the meeting, but now you have a right to effect changes.
Yes, okay. Good point there, Honorable Nkuna. Are we comfortable with the 18th of April, with everything else that you have said? On that note, Honorable Nkuna is happy to move, and Honorable Van der Veste is in second. Thank you, Honorable Van der Veste. The second part of the 18th of April. Honourable Mavunda, are you happy with the minutes?
I'm happy, Chair.
And what do you say, Honourable Killian?
I don't have a problem, Chair. It's just that I still can't download. I don't know why. What's the problem?
So sorry about that.
But I can probably go and fetch my laptop. But as long as members are comfortable that, you know, it's really sort of stylistic changes that was brought about. Thank you, Chair. I would support.
I'm now on the 19th of April, 2018. As Honourable Mtunu says, Honourable Kekana was present, Honourable Killian was there, Mavunda, Mtunu, September. And you agree with all of this, that you have apologized. Are we happy with the minutes of the meeting of CPUT, which Honourable Vazoli, you missed an interesting opportunity to hear the chair of CPUT. Honourable Nkunu is happy with the minutes and supported by Killian. 25th of April, the year 2018.
Chair, under the following formed part of the discussion, we mention here the recurrence of initiation practices at some of the former white institutions.
Where are you?
Sorry. Page 3. Under discussion, the 5th point.
First bullet.
The recurrence of initiation practices at some of the former white institutions. The problem I had with this Human Rights Commission presentation was it was completely out of date. And when they mentioned the recurrence of initiation practices, the department said there are no more of these initiation practices happening. They have severely been cut back or stopped. So is it not a bad thing for us to have, you know, comment on stuff that we know and we were told does not exist anymore? I mean, I'm not defending initiation practices. I'm just saying the out-of-dateness of the report was a really striking feature of that meeting.
A minute reflects what has been given to us, and that's the difference. It's not whether we agree or not. That's what the reflection is. So that's the point I wanted to make on. You're happy, Honourable Killian, to move, Honourable Van der Westhuizen?
do we need to put it a little bit clear, the report that initiation practices are still recurring?
I'm not with you now.
Yeah. No, Chair, it seems to me as if we may state it a little bit clearer that it has been reported to us that these initiation practices have been recurring. And I was just wondering whether we shouldn't fill in the words the report or you had...
The claim
that initiation practices have been recurring. Is noted with concern or something.
What are you saying, Tuna?
Oh,
I thought you were...
That's a claim that they are carrying.
I think we can address the concern and we can just say the following. The committee noted with concern that at the time of the report or at the time of the SARSC investigation, there were still initiation practices at some of the former white institutions. Then it accurately reflects the situation. And the committee then expresses a concern. Well, yeah, because we discussed that. We can't steer away from that, but that we say that, you know, as it was reflected.
Can you repeat that? Because none of them could write. You were going...
All over.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chair. The committee noted with concern...
The following form part of the discussion, the committee
noted with concern that at the time of the SAHRC report, there was a recurrence of initiation practices at some of the former white institutions.
We've got it. You like the way it was put, no? The recurrence of initiation practices. I don't think that she's making... I don't think there's a difficulty in the formulation that Honorable Killian has said. I will give you an opportunity under matters arising. You can still make your point in what we have put here. I'm removing. Yes, Honorable Mkunu. Yes.
No, I'm moving, Chair, but I was saying they are there. They are still there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's what you say.
Yeah, I was saying that they were there. They are still there.
Okay. Then we.
This is how I was digested. How I.
I think what is important, Jay, is that we have recognized that there are still such practices. So we could then extend the sentence. We could say that at the time of the report, the committee members also noted that some of those practices were still continuing. Because that, you know, it is about what we discussed. It's our observation. Then we cover both.
Kekana?
Shall we under matters that arises out of this, no? Not yet.
The minute.
So we're going to get an opportunity, Anna. Okay.
I think, honourable members, we can live with the concern raised by honourable Mkunu and with honourable Killian. And why don't we leave it at that? And then the two of them that discussed it will be the mover and seconder of the minute. Thank you for that. I'm now in the minutes of the 2nd of May, of the May Day. The 2nd of May, the year 2018, the CET discussion.
Jefferson, I just want to say that you will not get any input from me because I came in at right at the end, so I can't really vouch for the correctness of the minutes.
You said
I attended another meeting. Thank you.
Honorable Kekana, Honorable Mavunda, where is he? Are you happy, Honorable Kekana?
Yes, I'm very happy. I'm
so happy that Honorable Honorable Ntunu, you were not here. Honorable Van der Westhuizen, you must be happy with a minute. No, he moved already. Yeah, you were here. Moved and seconded by Honorable Kekana and Van der Westhuizen. Thank you very much. Now to deal with them. With you have the right to say no. on the 14th, no. Honorable members, I'm not going to read all of it. There's a page that we gave you of matters arising of the minutes and what has been done and not done. Can I ask you to you can say something about it if you so wish. It's the last page, the last point that we're dealing with. It's this page that we gave you. No, there's a page that we gave you that says matters arising from the minutes, and it's all the minutes on there. Too many pages. Okay. So the page, yeah, this one just starts with minutes of the 14th of March. Then it continues. If there's anything you wish to say on that, or if you're satisfied with what we have done. Honorable Kekana?
Yes, Chair, can I raise a matter that I would wish to raise? If it is already covered there, am I allowed to raise it?
You may proceed.
Sorry?
You may proceed.
Okay. Chair, this, when we spoke about the wrong things that are happening at our institutions, the initiation, for example, this one of there is somewhat I don't know an attitude or a deliberate thing that, but it all comes out as an attack on women. We were shocked about the Zululand killing, though the person comes from outside, sees himself not a student. But I mean. This has prevailed for a while. The other day it was mentioned about rape cases at VETS. In the past we've had it at Stellenbosch, remember when it was taking the nature of a racial thing because it was that organization that reported at Stellenbosch that black ladies are raped by whites there. So I'm just saying, this thing of attacks on women, it is also imagined very strongly, repeatedly, and taking a very awful, I mean, if I send my daughter to university and she get killed there, that's the last place you expect somebody, your child, to be killed, because you think it's the safest place, I mean, in terms of the environment. So the issue I want to raise is there anything that we can do about this, to check it out, to see how best to handle it? I wonder what happened at Stellenbosch, because remember there, these young ladies were moving around in the evening when they are going to study with whistles. And the plan was that if anybody attacked them, they blow the whistle. I remember that well because I had a debate with the vice chancellor there, and he agreed that indeed there is such a problem on TV, and they need to arrest it. But the first thing they're doing, they've given all. It sounds awful. I mean, at university to be carrying a whistle. If you attack, you must blow it. But that, I wonder if that worked. But I'm just saying this whole thing that is happening needs some attention.
Thank you, Honorable Kekana, for raising that matter. And I, those whose hands are up and others, you might wish to say something about that also. I noted you, Honorable Killian.
I actually was ready to speak on the list of matters arising, but if you will allow me, I would like to support Honorable Kekana on the matter that he raised here. And I was thinking exactly, because it is apparently occurring at post-school education institutions, public institutions, there is a need for us to receive a report on the extent of this and whether the trends indicate that there's an increase. You know, do they have sort of information? Now, I know that we thought we should invite the Commission on Gender Equality, but I also know that the University of Stellenbosch has a very serious gender activist, Professor Amanda House, who has been following the issue of gender-based violence, and they have actually, I think they've established a sort of a center where they keep the records or the figures. So perhaps we should consider to invite them as well as the Commission on Gender Equality, Chair, to a meeting, because we as a portfolio committee should be seized with what is the prevailing culture at the level of universities and in residences, etc. Very concerned about that, Chair, because we have seen an increase in reported rape instances, etc. And we cannot just close our eyes for it. So I would like to support that. If I get a direction from you when I can go to the list of the matters before the committee, in terms of, I will proceed to that. I don't know if the debate is first going to go about Honorable Kekana's input. Chairperson, I just wanted to ask that we just focus on the following, and that is, I would like to suggest that on the minute of the 14th of March, that we again ask the DHET when the forensic investigation report on the erroneous payment will be ready. I don't know why it is taking that long. I don't think we can delay it much further. You know, we're really now speaking of several months that we haven't had feedback. So I think we should now really insist on a report on that matter, because that clearly indicates somewhere in the system some people were able to JIPO it, and we must find out what. I don't want this sense that there's a sort of a almost a cloak of secrecy. I don't know where, but we must have the information. So I think we should immediately write to them under your signature that we need that. Secondly, Chair, we have received SIPUT's input now. We only have the report. We haven't received it yet. Now, I just wanted to suggest that we follow up with them as well, because today is the deadline. That if they don't respond by today, that we remind them of the response. Then, Chair, I really feel we should also follow up on the information that we requested on 6.2, and that this was on CET colleges. The department owes us a response on that one. And then the last one is on 6.4 as it relates to the department. They undertook to investigate the cases of non-payment of lecturers in the Western Cape. We should actually give them a deadline to submit the information. You know, we need to know what is happening if they can provide us that information. And we should ask them to provide it, you know, to provide it within a specific time frame. The other issue that I feel I have a little bit of a concern about is 1.3, and that relates to the public protector's report on SWAN itself. I note that we say it was not submitted to Parliament, but the issue is, was that matter not taken for judicial review? You know, and if so, where in the process is it? I don't know why it was not submitted to Parliament, or was there a sort of an intervention that prevented that? But we need to know what that position is, and I think if we Google public protector report, then it says that there was a judicial intervention. It was taken on review. Yeah. So, you know, we just need to have clarity about what is the status of that report then, currently? You know, is it to be reviewed? What is the position? Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I also had a query about the public protector's report. Can we not see it? I find the response to our concern a little bit shallow, because we asked if it was submitted to Parliament. No, it wasn't submitted to Parliament. Whereas I think I would have expected a little bit more detailed response as to, well, why not, and where is it? And I would like to see a copy of that report. Can we be given a copy? Okay, and then the other point is, I did raise the issue in the most recent meeting, the 2nd of May, of NIFAS, and I requested the chair to make sure that NIFAS came to the committee. I would have expected there to be a response to that here, saying what date we will be seeing NIFAS. Thank you.
No, Chair, I agree with the input of the members. Just on the point that Honorable Bozoli is making on NSFAS, just want to say that on point 3.1, it is in fact the resolution of the committee to invite NSFAS to another meeting that we have agreed upon on the 18th of April. I think Honorable Bozoli was not present at that meeting. That is, it's not like we have resolved, in fact, as a committee, that we will be meeting NSFAS. I don't think that you were supposed to also respond to an individual. That was what I was just wanted to highlight then.
I don't know, maybe I can be better advised, but the issue of NSFAS, from the word go, we agreed that NSFAS has enormous work to do because it has this free education to deal with resources. And we said we appreciated the fact that this is the first government in the history of this country that makes resources to education free to everybody in the country, especially the poor. We said that is something not to be taken for granted. It is such a big thing because nobody couldn't go to school because of resources. And therefore we said we should appreciate and highlight that appreciation and not spoil it, but the most important thing is that we should assist NSFAS because its job is not going to be easy. This was an instant thing, but we can't say no, we can't grumble. We need to grab the opportunity with two hands and make the best of this opportunity of resources for our youth in the nation to receive education because there's no stumbling block of affordability. So as a result, we long resolved that we're going to put our shoulders and push for NSFAS to perform as much as best as it can. And by so saying, we mean NSFAS must give us regular reports, and if we feel we are impatient, we also schedule our own times to call NSFAS to come and give reports. And I hear that the minister is doing the same, is monitoring also. But I think it is important that we monitor and help NSFAS as much as we can. And we have already told them that we're going to expect progress reports from there so that whenever there are problems, we help them to resolve those problems. So it is just for us to look finally at our program and see when we can call it again so that it comes and gives us that progress report. So far, I'm just saying I haven't sensed any problem with NSFAS because we're keeping our ears and eyes open and we're going to try and help it as much as we can. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I think I'm sharing the same sentiment because it doesn't help to be impatient with the program and the progress. Because remember, if you plant a seed, you have to be patient and see if it germinates so that we're able to guide it to the benefit of our children. Like Honorable Kekana said, at least there is a progress for the first time in the history of this country that our own children will receive a fee-free education, which I think we should celebrate for that. But at the same time, we have to monitor the utilization of the funds, as it is a public fund. And I believe that the beneficiaries of this program, I think, will be happy, though there will be some potholes here and there, which I think we need to close, which I believe the minister, as we're speaking, is busy with that. And I think soon or later we shall get the report. But I don't think really here today we can say, you can say, Chairperson, tomorrow, let us as NSFAS, without checking exactly the progress after they have presented, to say their presentation, their commitment does it really yield some positive results as expected by the entire government and or maybe by the country at large. So thanks, Chairperson. I just wanted to input that. Thanks.
Just let me guide and bring us back to matters arising. On the first point that was made on the minutes of the 14th, my understanding is that the department is taking the report on review and probably has to do with the recommendations that's in there, that the department is not in agreement with the public protector. I don't want to misrepresent the department, but it's got something to do with the fact that the public protector asked that the person must be, person or persons must be reinstated or something. And the department is obviously not in support of any corrupt person getting back in. So the department has taken the matter on review. I don't know when it will be heard or has been heard. I don't have that date at all. So that's the reason why that report has not gotten to Parliament. The department obviously has a right to take any report on review. So that's why the secretary would have written here it has not been tabled, because that's the process that it's going through. Then on the matter that, because I think that's the only other matter that's raised on the first page, on the first and last page, I'll come back to that. Then on the matter that Honourable Kekana is raising, I don't think any member is opposed to what he is raising as it relates to violence on the campuses, and in particular violence on women. You would remember we raised this matter when the Human Rights Commission came also, and we then raised the possibility of, we agreed that we need to call the Gender Commission also to come and give us a report from themselves on what it is that they have done. I hear what you are saying, Honourable Killian, on Amanda Goos and Stellenbosch, but I think that we obviously cannot exclude the students in this matter. So if you want to invite anyone, you can't exclude the students. You have to ask them to come along also. They are sending an invite. They have written to me on this, the different students at the different campuses, expressing their absolute concern, fear, worry, outrage at what is happening, and the escalation at the various campuses, both colleges and universities, of what's happening. They are putting something together on the 9th to the 11th of August, and I will share that invitation with you when it comes. So I would say, Honourable Kekana and Honourable Members, that we must keep our eye on this matter, that we find as soon as possible an appropriate day before we rise next month to engage on this matter. And that we continue to engage with the other institutions also as it relates to their own policies that they are having. You would know when we visited the institutions, they were all not at one in what their own policies are and what measures they have put in place to ensure that there are safety at the institutions. And it's obviously something that we will engage with the Minister also to say that as part of her own engagement with the institution that this policy thing needs to be sorted out as a matter of urgency amongst all of them. Then, honourable members, back to the meeting of the 18th of April, we took a decision that we need to bring NASFAS before us, and we said so that we need to bring NASFAS not next week, the week thereafter. And so I'm not sure when the members talk about this, this is what they're referring to, that that's the decision that we took at that point in time, and it was based on the engagement that we've had with NASFAS when they appear before us. And then the last matter that I think Honourable Kunu says, if I hear you right, Honourable Kunu, you say that there was a decision taken in a meeting and you do not expect me to engage with an individual, obviously meaning Honourable Bazoli. So I do think that we must look at this matter properly. Any member has the right, obviously, to write to the chairperson. And I thought that the right procedure is we will deal with it at the committee, and the committee must deal with it. I don't understand it, Honourable Killian, that you write to me and raise a matter that concerns the committee, and then you expect me to talk to you only. I did not understand it like that. I understand it that it's a matter that concerns a committee, which any one of you raise. We deal with it, and then we take a decision on what it is. And that's a decision that carries. Now, whether we like it or not like it or whatever, that's my understanding then of how we deal with it. And so all I can do is I take you back to the decisions that you have taken. And that is when NASFAS was before us, we spoke, we deliberated, we said put a number of things in place, and we think it will be the right time for you then to come on that particular time to us. That's how I understood the decision was. Nowhere did any member said we think the issue of student funding is a matter that is not of great concern. I don't think anyone has said that. Everyone continued to say that the decision that we took last year is a decision we will carry on this year. So whether we saw an article in the newspaper or not, we have taken a decision that NASFAS remains on our agenda. Whether they do good or whether they do bad, they remain on our agenda, and we will have them before us quarterly so that we will continue to do oversight on ensuring that nothing stands in the way of any student completing his or her education, and where there are problems of whether it is violence against women or whether it's their funding, there should be nothing that stands in the way of ensuring that young people can obtain their education, the real reason why they are at the colleges. I thought that's how we have discussed it, and that's the decision that we've taken on that matter, and I thought that that was confirmed again last week. So I want to find out if there are any other further matter on this issue that is before you, and if you are happy also that we have covered sufficiently all the matters that arose out of all the issues. We will add the issues that you have said of the judicial review. Let's write to the minister again and just get a further update, both as it relates to the report, the review, and so on, and that we accordingly will get the proper information thereof. Is that in order, honourable members?
Yes.
Do I have any reason to keep you here? Please not. You seem to want to stay here, Honourable Van der Westhuizen. It is agreed that I release you. Thank you, Honourable Members. We're not here earlier on. We're asking that either you make a copy yourself or you bring your passport and get a copy to the secretary. Because that is required from all of you. So Council if you can do so, and stay in contact with the Secretary on that matter. Nie nie daai ene net lyk opgekrim of frommel en not one like that. Thank you.
After 12, you will phone me so that you can come to your office.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can meet, I will bring her to you.
Are you going to Home Affairs?
I went there yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Look for something like that.